The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Want to turn now to reports that the Republic of Ireland's home UEFA Nations League fixture with Israel is likely to be moved to a neutral venue. We're joined by Ben Symes, a football reporter for Off the Ball. Ben, my understanding is that the FAI is not going to formalise a position on this until after, and totally understandably, until after the Irish women's team crucial World Cup qualifier in Grenoble tomorrow. But it would seem that this is the most likely outcome, that this game will against Israel will be played at a neutral venue.
Yeah, Shane, that's kind of the growing consensus among the public and among the media, that the FAI are going to move this game to a neutral venue on October the 4th. Ireland will play Israel in an away game on September the 27th. That's already likely to be in a neutral venue. Look, obviously we saw kind of protests at the Qatar game the other week, which really, I think, put in the minds of the FAI and the government that this game is probably a safety concern to go ahead in the Aviva Stadium. Oh, we sat right beside where those protests were, and, you know, they reached the pitch, and you wonder, you know, how could you police a game against the Israeli national team in the Aviva Stadium if those protests are going on against a game against Qatar? Can it really go on?
Yeah, issues about as well, would you get accommodation for the Israeli delegation, Israeli team?
Yeah, there's a whole host of reasons, really. The government can't expect a decision on this, as you said, later today. It looks like there won't be a decision for that game against France tomorrow evening, which I think is for the best, to not take the spotlight off Carla Ward's team. So the FAI board met last week, they met again today, and it's expected that they will tell the government to announce their decision after the game against France that this game is to be moved, likely to Hungary. There is precedent for this. Israel have tended to play their neutral games in Hungary. Most teams actually tend to play Israel in their home venue.
Yeah, Belgium was the exception.
So they played Hungary in Debrecen in 2024. So it's likely that Ireland game could be played in either the Puskas Arena, which obviously we know we played Hungary there for Troy Parrott's goal, or to Debrecen. Belgium are so far the only team that decided to move their game away. We've seen the likes of Norway play Israel at home amid tension from home fans. And what they've done there basically is they've just allowed home fans in the stadium, and they've given all profits to an organisation that will support people in Palestine. But it looks like this game is going to be moved out of Dublin.
So the FAI will take quite a financial hit on this. I'm presuming UEFA, I mean, if the FAI refused to play the fixture, UEFA would obviously award the points to Israel and potentially fine the FAI and so on, and I suppose potentially even kick them out of the tournament. We don't know. But they probably will not have a problem with them moving it to a neutral venue in the circumstances.
No, the main concern for the FAI is that potential monetary fine and the potential of 6 points and 6-goal difference being handed to Israel for the Nations League. I spoke to Ireland manager Hamish Grimson directly after the Qatar game and asked him about the protests. And he said he doesn't see why Russia is banned and that Israel aren't banned, but that he doesn't want to give Israel the gift of 6 points, and he needs to focus solely on the footballing perspective. That's also kind of the words coming out of the players. We spoke to Seamus Coleman the day before that game, and, you know, he used words such as harrowing, and he knows the difference between what's right and wrong when he was regarding the situation, but that he has to involve himself with the football. He doesn't believe that decision should have basically led to the players. It should have been dealt with people above them. It looks like this is the way the FAI are going to deal with it being above the players, and they're going to just move the game out of Dublin. And, you know, if you're coming out from an FAI perspective, you can kind of understand their monetary needs for this game to go ahead. There's already 30,000 season ticket holders who are going to have to be refunded for this game not going ahead. They can't afford with UEFA the risk for a potential fine and to get in trouble with them when the 2028 European Championships are going to be coming to Dublin. That's solely the angle that the FAI and the government are looking at this.
Okay, with the game not going ahead, I mean, presumably there would have been a fixture against a team not in these circumstances, you would get a 50,000 crowd. They're going to take a financial hit from the match not going ahead in the Aviva. Would there be an argument for the government to compensate the FAI for, would that argument be made for that loss of revenue?
As in, if the game is moved to a neutral venue, can they? Yeah. I the argument can be made. I don't know if it would be made successfully, to be honest with you, Shane. It's a really tricky scenario where we've already seen Micheál Martin come out and say that he doesn't want the FAI to be punished in any sort of way. Obviously, tomorrow night, the Stop the Game motion is going to be brought by Sinn Féin towards it all. We'll have Joanna Byrne in the Off the Ball studios tomorrow as well to talk about that, which is basically a motion that's led by Sinn Féin and Social Democrats, and is also joined by Centurion James McLean, Shamrock Rovers captain Pico Lopez, is of course heading to the World Cup, and ex-Ireland manager Brian Kerr, all supporting the AFCON Games to be completely boycotted. I don't think this is the end of the road, to be honest with you, Shane. I think this is going to carry on, rumble on, despite whether this gets, when it eventually gets confirmed, and it's going to be moved to a neutral venue. I don't expect it to be the end of it. We've already heard players have an issue with potentially playing Israel. Jamie McGrath said last week after the Qatar game that he'd have to consult his family and really see if this was right for him playing this game, whether it was in Ireland or a neutral venue. This is far from the end of this situation. It's going to rumble on for many more months.
Okay, all right. Ben Symes, football reporter for Off the Ball. Thanks indeed for coming in to us. Loads of people already getting in touch in relation to this issue. Darren in Westport. It shows exactly what these people in charge of the FAI think of the supporters. It's absolutely disgusting. They're considering this decision. And I just hope that no Irish supporter with a moral conscience ever darkens an Irish game again. I know it won't be such a cowardly act. Trust me, if the shoe was on the other foot, the Israelis would not give up a home advantage. I think Darren is taking issue with the home advantage of being lost.
Yeah, I don't see that game going off smoothly, irrespective of home advantage. It's a completely wrong decision to go ahead and play Israel in any case, no matter where the venue is. I think we need to take a stand, and even if it doesn't make an instant difference, it will start to chip away, and hopefully eventually Israel will be held, I think,
accountable, I presume.
It says comfortable, but I'm sure it is accountable for what they have done, says this texter.
Another listener says, what if Israel qualify for Euro 2020? And they are drawn to play a match in Dublin. What do we do then? We would have to withdraw as hosts if we go down the road of boycotting Israel. That is a potential issue.
Yeah, it is a potential issue. The only thing I would say is I'm not sure what people want to see happen should we boycott Israel in these circumstances. Like, at what point? Usually you do a kind of a boycott in order to achieve something. What is it people want to achieve?
I think they want to send out a message.
Yeah, but
will it achieve anything?
Probably not.
The honest answer is no. No other countries are going to roll
people
in
knew what they
us.
Were doing. Do you know with South Africa, they wanted the end to apartheid in South Africa. What do people want here?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think they want the killing to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, and look, I don't think UEFA should have moved against Israel. If they moved against Russia, they should have moved against Israel. I absolutely believe that. But
By the way, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
No,
but bear in mind, what happened was Russia invaded Ukraine. What happened on October 7th was Hamas attacked Israel. Now,
yeah,
was the response disproportionate in the extreme?
It was.
Yes. But that has... That
a country has been accused, that Israel has been accused by an international court of genocide.
Accused.
Yeah. And I think most people would say...
I agree with him. Bear in mind, I promise you I'm playing devil's advocate.
Have engaged in it.
I just don't know what our end point is here.
Well, I think the end point is less the issue and more, I think Ireland is the only country in Europe that is going to do this. So I don't think it'll have an effect. The issue about apartheid was lots of countries grouped together and did it. And it did have an impact.
I don't
agree with this argument that sport and politics are separate. Sometimes sport can be used to really push.
Sure,
push,
no,
push
I'm,
the,
no
the right
argument.
Thing. I don't see how this will. And that's my issue. That's my issue with it. I also think the FAI are in an impossible position on this. But there is little sympathy within politics. When I put that to politicians, they have no sympathy for them. The FAI's job is to safeguard Irish football. And so they're put in a very difficult position.
It is a very difficult position. Let us know. Let us know what you think. And what is the end goal? I suppose that, by the way, as I say, I'm completely playing devil's advocate here, but I'm more curious as to what people want to see happen in order for to achieve what they're trying to achieve. Maybe I'm not expressing myself properly, but 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.